These are the carrots sold at three different grocery stores. They all come from the same farm. In fact, 80% of carrots sold in America come from just two companies, and both of them are now owned by Wall Street. Bolthouse Farms was a family business for nearly a century. Then in 2005, the family sold to a private equity firm called Madison Dearborn. 7 years later, Madison Dearborn flipped the farm and sold it to Campbell Soup for $1.55 billion. But Campbell couldn't make it work. In 2019, they offloaded it to another private equity firm, Butterfly Equity, for just $510 million. $1 billion in value gone in 7 years. And then there's Grimway, the other half of this duopoly. It had been a family-owned business since the 1960s until, surprise, surprise, they sold to a private equity firm called Tays River. These are the two companies controlling 80% of America's carrots. But the Grimway sell is where this gets insane. Tays River purchased Grimway Farms with retirement money. This money came from pension funds all across the U.S., from public employees in Maine to teachers in Texas to firefighters in Washington. But not only U.S. pension funds, also Sweden's National Pension Fund. Sweden's AP2 fund owns roughly 11% of Tays River, which means I, a Swedish citizen, benefit from the consolidation of the American carrot industry, along with retired school teachers across Texas. The more farms Tays River purchases, the better my pension does. This is why, if state legislators tried to break up this duopoly to restore competition, lower prices, protect consumers, they would be harming their own state's retired teachers and firefighters. Basically, they're harming the retirement fund. This is why this will never be fixed. But there's more going on with these farms. In 2024, Grimway Farms had an E. coli outbreak with 39 people sick across 18 states. This E. coli outbreak revealed something very important: the illusion of choice, meaning when we go to the grocery store, we think each product we see is independently owned. Yet increasingly, it's the same product, just in a different package. Every brand in that recall, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Target, they all traced back to the same Grimway farm. This is because Grimway Farms does white labeling, meaning they package their carrots for companies like Walmart and Whole Foods. But rather than the carrots having a Grimway logo, they just slap Walmart's organic market side logo on the front so Walmart can claim they have their own brand of carrots. But this also means that consumers are being lied to. People who shop at Whole Foods think they're paying more for a premium product. This 12-ounce bag of carrots at Whole Foods for $2.89 is the same carrots being sold at Walmart for $2.32. A 57-cent difference, but if they're lying about carrots, what else on the shelf is the same product in a different package at a higher price? Another lie. Those baby carrots, they're not actually baby carrots. They never were. In 1986, a California farmer named Mike Urasek was frustrated by food waste. Regulation prevented him from selling imperfect carrots. So he ran them through a machine that peeled and cut them into 2-inch sections. He called them baby carrots.
So I'm eating a carrot and I literally cannot bite through the, you can't even bend this. This is literally what in the world is this? It's like wood almost.
Today, baby carrots account for nearly 70% of all carrot sales. This is the result of a successful marketing initiative. Eat 'em Like Junk Food was a $25 million marketing campaign led by Bolthouse Farms and nearly 50 other carrot producers. They spent these millions on Doritos-inspired packaging, an app where you could listen to people chew carrots, and even children's commercials.
Brought to you by a bunch of carrot farmers.
But there's something weird going on with these baby carrots. On Target's website, the reviews read, "Looks slimy, bitter soapy taste, tastes like medicine, made my mouth numb, taste like mildew. Walmart's reviews are the same. These were covered in a white slime 2 days after I bought them. Slimy carrots, very slimy, and they had a strong chemical smell. Because the protective layer of the carrot has been removed, these carrots have no defense against bacteria, and that's exactly what these people are describing. In an attempt to prevent this, the factories washed them in chlorine. Both Bolthouse Farms and Grimway do this. They say it's within EPA standards, but they don't publish how much chlorine does the carrot actually absorb. So baby carrots are a marketing invention, but what about the regular carrot? This is a wild carrot next to a modern cultivated carrot. These modern day carrots have been bred for profit. They grow faster and they grow bigger. Heavy fertilizers push the carrots to maturity at a rate that's great for corporations, but the trade-off is nutrition. The same carrot today is not the carrots that our grandparents ate. Research shows the mineral and vitamin content of common vegetables have steadily declined since the 1930s. To get the same nutrition as a single carrot delivered over 100 years ago, you now have to eat 2, sometimes 3 carrots. But there's more hidden costs to our modern day carrots. Since private equity took over in 2019, carrots have doubled in price. And then there's the water. Bolthouse and Grimway both farm in California's Cuyama Valley, a drought-stricken region where residents are on strict water limits. Yet in 2023 alone, the two farms combined pumped 65% of the valley's total water supply. And this carrot duopoly leads to scarcity. We're actually experiencing it now. In January, a freeze followed by a heat wave occurred in the valley. This shocked the growth of the carrots, leading to empty produce shelves. We're relying on just 2 farms growing in the same area to produce carrots for the entire country. What happens when there's more droughts? Or now when we see a fertilizer shortage because of the conflict in Iran? We already know what happens when there's a shortage. They take the opportunity to increase their prices. So what can we do? Well, we can grow our own food. On your balcony, in a window box, in a 5-gallon bucket. Carrots are actually one of the easiest vegetables to grow at home because they only require water, dirt, and time. Regaining our skill set is a solution to a lot of the problems discussed on this channel. Corporations over the years have convinced us to give up our skill set in exchange for convenience. In this case, they've convinced us that in the modern world, we don't grow our own vegetables, that it's dirty, it's boring, it's a waste of time, let them do it. But that's how they trap us, right? I mean, now we're more dependent on them, and it gives them more control over our daily lives.
Homesteading is not about owning 100 acres, not about how much land you have, it's about the mindset behind it. Whether you're living in an apartment, renting a house, or living on a few acres, you can start homesteading right where you are. And people are waking up to that. They're tired of grocery store prices going up while the food quality goes down. You see, homesteading is simply about taking back control of your life. It's about growing some of your own food, even if it's just herbs in a windowsill, and not relying on a broken system for everything that you need.